This is This Day Rocks from Vintage Rock Pod. I'm Paul Stevenson. A quick shout to say, if you haven't already, then please do check out yesterday's big interview show with Bruce Watson from Big Country. It's a great deep dive into a great forgotten gem of an album, The Buffalo Skinners. Well worth a listen.
Hey, Pantheon listeners, Christian Swain here, taking a break from listening to a little Shout It Out Loudcast episode. Love Tom and Zeus talking all things Kiss. Of course, I was listening to them on my new Raycon wireless earbuds. They have quickly become my go-to earbuds because of the comfort. These soft tips are the best I've ever used. And at this price, plus a Pantheon discount, Raycon is really hitting on all marks. Sound quality is great too. I really love having these three EQ options because I like more bass in the music, but less in my podcast. 8 hours of playtime for the battery is great as well. Surround sound, noise isolating, and awareness mode are all included. These are great earbuds. Go to buyraycon.com/pantheon today to get 20% off your Raycon order plus free shipping. That's right, you'll get 20% off and free shipping at buyraycon.com/pantheon. buyraycon.com/pantheon.
But today is March the 14th, and we start on this day in 1981 with Eric Clapton. He toughed out a gig in Madison, Wisconsin in severe pain. He's flown to St. Paul, Minnesota, where he receives treatment for severe ulcers that nearly kill him. He spends almost 6 weeks recovering in hospital, with the tour cancelled. The following year, he would return to Minnesota for rehab to treat alcohol addiction that caused the ulcers. On this day in 1958, the first ever gold record was awarded for sales over 1 million copies. It goes to Perry Como for Catch a Falling Star. On this day in 1964, Billboard magazine reported that 60% of all record sales at the time were for the Beatles. Staggering, really. A couple of Rock and Roll Hall of Fame inductions on this day. 2011, Alice Cooper, Tom Waits and Neil Diamond are awarded, while on this day in 2005, U2, Buddy Guy and The Pretenders were among the inductees at that time. And on this day in 1982, it was Metallica's first ever live show. It took place at Radio City in Anaheim, California, and the first song they played was Hit the Lights. And for today's main show, we focus on another song, a rock radio staple that was released on this day in 1975. Yes, on this day in 1975, Nazareth released the title track to their latest album, Hair of the Dog, or Son of a Bitch, as it's also known. It's become a staple on rock radio, despite the fact the single itself was never a hit. It only charted on the German charts for the band. But it was, of course, on the huge-selling album of the same name, which also contained the hit single Love Hurts, which helped to bring it to prominence. And famously, Guns N' Roses were a big fan of the group, and they covered it on their album, The Spaghetti Incident. Now, I interviewed Nazareth bass player Pete Agnew way back on episode 16 of Vintage Rock Pod, and I'm going to play some clips from that. First part is him talking about the song, and then about the Guns N' Roses version.
Because of Love Hurts, the album was discovered, and of course, because then, they started playing Hair of the Dog. And that track became, that's the anthem. I mean, if you go to America, it's not, Love Hurts, they love Love Hurts, but it's Hair of the Dog, they're Son of a Bitch, as they say. That's the one they're all screaming for when you go on stage, you know. So that was a huge hit because Love Hurts opened the door, if you like, for the rest of the stuff. I'm very thankful for that as well. Guns N' Roses, they used to come and see us. We played in California. There was one time we did 6 shows in California, and they came to every one of them, you know, in different towns, in different cities. They kind of followed us around, and then they were big, big bands, and then... It's good about having what used to be the young bands, if you like. They're not a young band now, but they were for a while. And, they were another generation of rock band that come after us. And when they did cover Hair of the Dog, it was good. It was good for us as well, because what happens is their fans, you know, their fans listen to you because you affected them. You know, you impressed their heroes, so they're going to check them out, aren't they, you know? So of course we picked up a lot of play because of them covering the song, you know. And that happens, you know.
And I'll be back tomorrow with more on this day, rock goodness. So until then, take care.
It's NFL draft season, and that means it's time to start thinking about fantasy football. FantasyPoints.com features industry-leading experts and prognosticators using proprietary hand-charted data to help you score more fantasy points. FantasyPoints.com is the place to go for whatever kind of fantasy football you play. Whether you play fantasy football, daily fantasy sports, or do a little bit of everything, Fantasy Points has the meticulously researched content to guide you to victory. And why wait for the fall? Fantasy Points also covers the new spring football league, the UFL. Join the guru, John Hansen, Scott Barrett, Joe Dolan, and other massive names in the fantasy football universe with an exclusive offer. Use code Pantheon for 15% off any Fantasy Points package, including the all-in package, with access to every article, tool, and data nugget that Fantasy Points has to offer. That's FantasyPoints.com and code Pantheon for 15% off at Fantasy Points. FantasyPoints.com, code Pantheon. Score more Fantasy Points.